Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Well, it's Thursday, which means it's time to start thinking about the weekend. And to help us do that and to give us his top weekend arts picks is Jim Sullivan, contributor of the Boston Herald and editor of the Boston Arts Events website, JimSullivanInc.com. Welcome back, Jim.
Thank you for having me.
So your first pick today is a road trip movie. Tell us about it.
It's called The Trip. It's at the Coolidge Corner Theater. And it's about two English comics, Steve Coogan and Rob Brydon, as they travel around northern England on an assignment for an English food magazine to ostensibly write about the food they discover. Has little to do with food, really. It has a lot to do with their own journey inward and outward. It is sometimes very reflective and rueful and almost mean in some ways. And it's also extremely funny. They compete with each other on who can do the best impressions.
Well, let's listen to that. We have a clip from the film. It's called The Trip. And this is Steve Coogan and Rob Brydon arguing over who can do the best impression of British actor Michael Caine.
Well, broadsheet journalists have described my impressions as stunningly accurate.
Well, they're wrong.
I've not heard your Michael Caine, but I assume it would be something along the lines of,
my name's Michael Caine.
That is where you are so wrong. He used to talk like that.
Do you, Michael Caine?
Okay. I say, Michael Caine used to talk like this in the 1960s, right? But that has changed.
Right, this is how Michael Caine speaks. Michael Caine speaks to his nose like that.
When it gets loudly, it gets very loud indeed. It gets very specific. It's not quite nasal enough the way you're doing it, all right? You're not doing it the way he speaks.
And you don't do the broken voice when it gets very emotional. When it gets very emotional indeed. She was only 16 years old. That's Michael Caine.
That's fantastic.
And that's not the only time they do it. They circle back to that at several points through the movie.
That's terrific. Just to bring our listeners in again, that's a scene from director Michael Winterbottom's The Trip, which plays at the Brookline Coolidge Corner Theater through the weekend. And we should note that The Trip is screening in one of the smaller theaters. It only seats 14, so if you want to go, you should reserve your tickets in advance, and I think I'm going to do that, Jim. So, Jim, your next pick, music, what are we going to hear?
My recommendation, My Morning Jacket, who are at the Bank of America Pavilion on Sunday. The one caveat, the show is nearly sold out, and I think single tickets are only available right now, but if you can do it, do it, or contact your local friendly ticket broker to maybe pay more and go.
Well, tell us about My Morning Jacket. What kind of music is it?
Well, the interesting thing about them is they cut across all kinds of genres. They started off as sort of a roots rock band, moved into country rock, jam band, they're psychedelic rock. They've got a new record out, Circuital, and they have one of the best live albums out of the 2000s.
Well, this is a clip from their latest album called Circuital. So that's the title track off My Morning Jacket's latest album called Circuital, and they're playing at the Bank of America Pavilion on Sunday night.
One note, too, actually, sure. Anthony. Nico Case is the opening act, and
she's
wonderful.
Oh, she's terrific.
Yeah.
What a voice she has. She has a great track on the new Peter Wolf album that came out a little while ago, Midnight Souvenirs.
Right.
Just terrific.
And she's also part of the band The New Pornographers as well. She's a very busy lady.
Fantastic. So, Jim, your last pick?
Last pick would be Pee-wee's Big Adventure, which is screening outdoors at Peniman Park in Alston Friday.
Fantastic. I never get tired of Pee-wee Herman.
Pee-wee Herman never gets quite old. And actually, this is an event. It's sponsored by a guy named Dave Tree, who is an activist and a bike rider. He's been hit by cars.
Oh, boy.
10 times, he says. And actually, this is partially to raise bike awareness, I think. And also, it brings you back to a more innocent time of bicycling. Pee-wee has a red Schwinn bike that is stolen. And I think everybody who rode a bike when they were a kid can relate to the angst of having it stolen and the beauty of bicycling.
And I guess that angst today has been replaced by the bike wars on the streets of Boston. That is the tension between riders and motorists. But I think it's gotten better over the years because I think there are more bikes on the road. So we're educating people slowly.
Maybe.
Maybe. Okay, so that's Friday night at Penniman Park in Alston. Well, Jim, here's my pick, and it's another film and a personal favorite. It's Luchino Visconti's 1963 masterpiece, The Leopard. This is an Italian film. It was released in the U.S. Shortly after that. It stars Burt Lancaster in what was truly a breakout role for him. And here he is introducing the film when it was first released in America.
Hello. Occasionally a role and a picture are so impressive that we behind the camera want to shout about it from the rooftops. I have just been privileged to work in such a picture. The film is The Leopard from the celebrated bestseller, and it provides one of the most challenging roles it's ever been my good fortune to portray.
So that's Burt Lancaster, who starred in The Leopard from 1963 by Luchino Visconti. It's an amazing film, Jim, sort of a kind of Italian version of Gone with the Wind, visually stunning. It tells the story of the decline of the Sicilian aristocracy in the mid-1900s. And this weekend, the Museum of Fine Arts is screening a digitally restored version of the film. And if you haven't seen it, go.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it's great. Jim Sullivan, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
That's Jim Sullivan. He's a contributor to the Boston Herald and editor of the Boston Arts Events website, jimsullivaninc.com. For more information on his weekend picks and mine, go to our website, radioboston.org.
Soft, tender kisses and seething passions.
Don't be afraid. I want you, but I won't take you now. Only after we're married.
Well, stay with us because coming up after the break, MBTA General Manager Richard Davey becomes the state's transportation secretary in September, so he's got a lot to deal with. Everything from those broken bridges to a little thing you've heard of called the Big Dig. We'll ask him how he'll handle it all. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.